It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Go get your credit card.
I had a credit card. I'd shop online.
Cyber Monday.
I never have to leave the house.
Shop till you drop.
It's showtime, baby.
Did you buy anything yet? $11 billion. Going to be spent today.
$11 billion?
That's a lot of money.
Ooh, I think $1 billion of that is going to come from Jen's house.
Could be. Jen's probably burning up the credit cards right now.
That's right.
It's an annual tradition.
She usually does it during the morning show, but now she has more time at home today.
That and Prime Day, too.
That's right,
Didn't they have two Prime Days this year?
I think they did, actually.
I don't know, but this is the day to do it. All the retailers are probably marketing you already, wherever you exist, online. Text messages, too, is happening. TV ads are all over the place. I've noticed that already this morning. So, I don't know, it's a big thing. They're expecting record spending, obviously, even up from last year. And yet the economy stinks.
I know, go figure.
I think it means people going into debt more and more. It does stink.
That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, it doesn't shock me. I see it every day around me with myself. I mean, this is what happens when things go up and up. People are still going to buy presents. And that's what, you know, when stuff happens, whether it's inflation, the pandemic, whatever it is, and we saw it coming out of the pandemic, people started to spend. They started to say, I'm going to take this trip.
They sure did. You know, saw that first with travel. You're
absolutely
right. They're like, what's going to happen next? We can't take a chance. Let's just go.
And so I think people are just more in that mindset now of like, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
Let me just get this stuff. I'll put it on this card and I'll pay for it later somehow, some way.
Yeah, I think so too. So, I don't know. We'll see. Who knows?
Well, hopefully find some good deals. That's all.
In the meantime, more flight delays this morning. If you're trying to get out of South Florida or waiting for somebody to come in, it's nasty weather in other parts of the country. Midwest, pretty bad. The Southeast is bad as well. We've got fog, but that's nothing compared to what they're talking about here. There were over 1,000 flights canceled on Sunday that have bled into today, and more have been added to it, apparently. FlightAware.com reporting around 36 cancellations in our area compared to the thousands yesterday. TSA notes it's typically one of the busiest travel days of the year. So, your patience.
You know, and I always thought that it was around Thanksgiving, like, you know, the actual day that was busier. But I don't know. I guess not.
And all the reports were saying leading up to, some isolated cases, of course, but leading up to Thanksgiving and through it, it was great.
Yeah,
things worked out awesome. It was busy travel, but very few delays. Everybody lucked out.
Everybody
that came to an end.
Yeah, everybody was all good, and not anymore. You know what this tells me, too? This tells me that I will not be flying next year, because I've told you about this. I guess the plan is, it's this grand plan for Kristen's side of the family, that we're all going to go to Houston next year.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's going to gather in Houston because she has family there, and I guess they're going to have family come down from Chicago. It's going to be this big thing.
Well, you're just not going to go?
I'm going to go, but I'm not going to fly.
You're going to walk.
Yes, that's right.
Walking to Houston.
I'm going to swim across the Gulf.
Good thing it wasn't this year. Did you hear Karen's stories? Story there in the new, the top of the hour news is in a citywide boil water notice in the city of Houston.
Yeah,
today.
That's right. Yes.
So, do you know how big Houston is?
It's one of the biggest cities in the country.
And it's a citywide order?
Oof.
Well, that stinks.
Hopefully you're able to have that bottled water there in Houston.
Oh, my God.
Insane.
In the meantime, what's going on in China is absolutely amazing. It's starting to get reported more and more in mainstream news outlets. Not enough, though. It's one of the biggest stories in the world now. They're rebelling with great bravery, by the way, against their own communist nation's, the dictatorship's COVID policies. A zero COVID policy where they literally have locked people up in their homes. They've built not tent cities. They're ready to go with tent towns.
Yeah, that's right.
Constructed just barracks.
That's exactly what they did.
By the thousands.
They constructed in different cities. One city had about 70,000.
My God.
Isolation hubs. And another one has like 90,000. I mean, they're just ready to throw people away into these things.
That's insane.
It is awful. So I'm very happy to see. And I pray for them. I hope that they can continue this budding revolution they have going on there. And they can maybe really enact some change. Because you got people who are trying to get President Xi out. They want him to resign.
They're calling for his resignation. The thing that sparked this entire, you know, they had been waiting for a protest to organize, obviously. But there was an incident in one of their bigger cities where one of these locked-in apartments, they welded people in. You couldn't get out. It was a massive fire and a huge tragedy. The video is horrific. We can't even talk about it. But that's what made national news in China and got people motivated. You would expect that in a university like this one in Beijing. You know, we have people protesting. They're college kids. You know, even though it's China, you would kind of expect this. Calling for the resignation of Xi. But here's something else. These aren't college kids. These are just citizens in Shanghai. I'll tell you what they're chanting after you hear it. You know what the translation is? Mm. Give me liberty or give me death.
That's amazing.
That's honestly an American phrase.
I didn't even know they I don't mean this in like some type of ignorant way. I didn't know they knew that phrase. I figured that's probably hidden from them. It's not taught in their history. But, you know, it made its way over.
This is an amazing thing. I mean, you would hope that COVID officials throughout the entire world would take notice of this. If they're willing to push back against it, I don't know.
Man, I hope so. It's amazing to see, I've personally been hoping to see some type of, revolution, or they'd stand up for themselves for the past 3 years, the way that people on a smaller scale, did here, different states that had enough of it, because it wasn't like that in every single state, like how California and New York were, the way they did in Canada, different parts of Europe. And now China is really the last spot in the world where they're still doing this stuff, this hardcore anyway, where they're welding people into their homes and building, COVID camps.
And apparently the economy is in shambles in China. And this zero COVID policy with the strict, there you go. There's your example of the strictest policies that the world has seen.
Yeah.
COVID, apparently, the bad kind, running rampant.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't work. You didn't give anybody a chance for natural immunity whatsoever.
And they haven't learned from it. Well, what it is.
Well, anybody learned from it.
No, well, that's true. And they also love the power of just being able to control their people. And this is another way for them to control it. Wow. Or, to control their people. It all started at the iPhone factory, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the biggest iPhone factory in the world in this province in China. And this is where these protests erupted, and it kind of, kind of a snowball effect from there.
It's a wild thing to see.
You keep an eye on that one as they continue.
All right, after that, you want some good news?
I would love some.
I think everybody likes this guy. Even if you're not a fan of his comedy, I don't think Jay Leno has ever made anybody upset.
No, he's very benign.
He's back on the stand-up comedy stage.
Oh, he's back? He's doing all right?
It's pretty good recovery, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say.
He didn't waste any time to get back to work either. He obviously suffered second and third degree burns in a garage fire. That was before we left for Thanksgiving vacation. Performed in front of a packed house Sunday night at the Comedy and Magic Club in Harmona Beach, California.
Well, he's got some new material to work off of, hasn't
exactly
he?
Exactly right.
Jeez.
It took 2 weeks after third-degree burns. That guy's a trooper, man.
Good for him.
I love that.
I never seen him. Have you ever seen him live? He's come down here a few times.
I saw him once.
Did you?
Jay Leno, he wasn't the milquetoast Jay Leno you saw on The Tonight Show, because he had to be. He was a lot edgier live.
Pretty edgy?
Yeah, absolutely. I love Jay Leno.
Yeah, he's great.
Anyway, so I thought that was some good news.
Well, I'm glad he's doing well, because that was kind of like a scary story. You heard he had burns all over his body. It ended up being 7% of his body.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So he's back.
Good.
Here's somebody not doing so well, but honestly, I don't think it's going to derail his NFL career at all. This Odell Beckham story with the plane in Miami.
I know.
How would you like to be deplaned because this guy couldn't wake up?
I love the term deplaned as well.
You've been deplaned. Not deplatformed.
It's a polite way of saying get the hell off this plane.
We've got more angles on that thing coming up, as well as some more Cyber Monday stuff, all next.
Oh, and I have a movie review.
What'd you see?
The new Christmas Story movie.
Oh, I saw it too.
Oh, okay.
No, did you like it?
I did.
I thought how it wrapped up was amazing.
Okay, good.
All right, that and more coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. It's almost news time again. This is going to happen at 8:30. Karen's got it all. What's up?
You guys have been talking about this, but again, Cyber Monday is here. They should call it Amazon Monday, probably.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Where most everything's going to get funneled to.
But you know what? That makes it a great opportunity for other websites, for small businesses.
It does.
Or, all these other, offshoot websites who have, specialty items.
Like Etsy.
Yeah, exactly. They want to try to compete with Amazon. You find some really good deals outside of Amazon.
Yeah, well, they have a record-setting Black Friday and a small business Saturday, and then today you've got Cyber Monday, which is you're going to buy stuff on your computer.
They even have their own song, Karen. Have you heard it?
Oh, it's good.
Cyber Monday.
That's all we paid for. We found the remaining birds.
Is that the Mamas and the Papas?
Oh, Mamas and the Papas. That's
I keep saying the birds, yes.
We could only find one Papa. That's all we could
Mama died, what, eating a sandwich? I don't know.
That's what they say.
I just want to warn you, there's this thing called Buy Now, Pay Later. I don't know if you guys know what this is, Afterpay and Klarna.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really dangerous. Don't do it.
Sounds like a personal story. Did you get affected?
Oh, yeah. You don't know
is
how
this
much
like layaway?
It's amazing. They
Cyber
split
layaway.
It up into four. And then if you build up enough credit, then you don't even pay a dime when you order today. Like, it'll be deferred for 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden, all these payments start hitting your account.
It does come in handy sometimes. I did it one time. I bought, this expensive pair of board shorts. But unless you write it down,
yes,
and you remember, okay, 2 weeks from now, $16.99 is going to come out, and then another 2 weeks it's going to come out. So it does work that way because you're not going to drop, say, $100 right off the bat. It helps you prevent from using a credit card or something. You know, $25
a month.
This is
like all the streaming services that I don't kick in until the next year.
Yeah.
Yes. And then it hits me like a panic.
And it's like, oh, where'd it go?
Just be careful with that buy now, pay later stuff because
keep track of it
can bite you in the butt.
Uh-oh.
Did you ever watch that show, The Middle? With Brick?
Yes.
There was an episode there, this is how long ago it was, where they woke up one day and they said, it's 2009! It's 2009! And they had to go through all their items that they had put off. They had to pay off everything all at once.
Oh, no.
That's what it's like. Up.
All right, thanks, Karen. It's coming up at 8:30. That news and a lot more. News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. This is Diener. I'm Bill. Jen's doing great. Talked to her yesterday. Rehab starting soon. She's dreading that. Physical rehab, that is.
Yeah, that's tough.
From the surgeries, but she's doing well. Speaking of Cyber Monday, which Karen was just talking about, they're posting an $11 billion estimate on this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
We're all spending money we don't have, I think.
Well.
Because how else do you explain it?
We're just going to match our government. Government spends money they don't have, and we're going to spend money we don't have.
Just print up more.
Yeah,
money doesn't matter. Yeah. But there are a lot of deals, though, you can save. Some of the cyber experts, financial experts are coming out with things that you should try to avoid. And it's just like if you were buying at a brick-and-mortar store. It's the same principles, just online.
I wonder if brick-and-mortar stores have even better deals. You know what I mean? Just to try to get people inside the store.
They might. I don't know. A lot of them, though, and this I started to notice last year. They'll call it a Cyber Monday sale.
Right.
It's the same exact thing that you'll find tomorrow or you had last Friday.
That's right.
Is it, well, it's Cyber Monday, though.
And what
you bought on a special day. You're part of the cause.
And I'm sorry, but the Black Friday deals weren't even that great. It was like,
no, I don't think so either.
You know, 25% off isn't. Well, I can get 30% off at Kohl's on a random Wednesday. What do you mean 25% off?
I also think I think you're gonna focus everything towards this day. I really do.
Yeah, seems that way.
Black Friday's just going away. It just is.
Yeah, it's not the same anymore.
No, exactly.
Well, I'll have to take a look later. I promise I won't do it during the show like Jen always did.
That's all right.
I'll wait.
She's shopping at home now. That's all it is. All right. It's also a day where a lot of people are trying to get out and get into, and we'll just say this really quickly, South Florida airports. There are a lot of flights that are canceled and messed up because of weather in other states that's pretty bad, especially throughout the southern states. That's messing most of the things up. There were over 1,000 flights canceled yesterday. That kind of leaked into today. And they're starting to add more and more. Like this whole fog thing we have, that's not a cause of anything. Like
no.
Your flight will be on time for that kind of stuff. It's the ones that you're waiting on because of other cities that are affected by this. I would imagine flights in and out of Atlanta are pretty tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of storms coming through. Really, it's going to be rough in the southeast for the next couple of days. There's some really strong storms, tornado threat type of storms coming through the southeast over the next couple of days. So just keep an eye on it.
Speaking of flights, and I can't wait to ask Jay Ratliff, our Flight 850 aviation expert, about this top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Can a flight attendant physically put a seatbelt on a passenger, even if it's like a celebrity? Because Odell Beckham, football player, got kicked off an American Airlines flight in Miami yesterday, which, by the way, was a Andy Slater scoop.
That's right.
Andy works for our sports station, 640 Fox Sports.
My buddy there.
Does he report to you?
Not necessarily. Andy's kind of his own entity.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of like the morning show over here.
Yeah, that's right. just float around.
He got kicked off, and the entire plane had to be deplaned. So all the passengers had to get out. You can see the video on our morning show blog on the 850 app or the morning show blog online. And he has to walk through the crowd like a walk of shame once he gets out of there. His agent made a good point. He says if you could physically take him off the flight, you could have woken him up to put the seatbelt on. They think it's way overblown.
He
tweeted right after it, by the way, calling it like a comedy hour.
Yeah, he said it was. He's like, I can't believe this is happening.
Never been through anything like this before.
Yeah. Crazy situation. All these different things.
Nobody wants to. No flight crew wants to deplane a bunch of passengers unless it's really bad. Though they said he was like non-responsive.
I mean, do you think they were just overzealous with it? I don't know. It's hard to tell if you weren't on the plane. I mean, it's we don't know.
The shocking thing of the video is to me, and it's right there at the gate at American in Miami. He's walking amongst and through, like it's the Red Sea, of the exact people whose flight he delayed. And nobody said anything.
Nobody says anything.
I'm shocked.
By the they were giving him the evil eye. I was looking at some of the people in the video.
It was definitely the stink eye, but yeah. Aren't you shocked nobody said anything?
I am a little surprised. Maybe because there were cops all around him, nobody wanted to mess with him.
I guess so. I don't know.
That's a very stinky situation.
It is a crappy situation. You know, it really is.
You're getting ready to take off and that happens.
Yep. We got some, we got to get to that Christmas special review for A Christmas Story to talk about. We both saw it. I think I liked it too. Dolly Parton's got a Christmas special coming up. We could talk about that as well.
Good. We'll tie it all together.
And the bad news is, the little dictator, Tony Fauci, is not going away.
I hate him so much.
He was all over the media over the weekend.
Oh my gosh. I'll
tell you what he was saying coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show, keep it here.
Both patients have been transported from the scene to local area trauma centers with serious injuries. There is a hypothermia issue as well, but there's also orthopedic and trauma injuries from the crash.
I just wanted to play that chief again from Montgomery County, Maryland. Karen just had it again, but that's the most unbelievable video I've ever seen in my life. I guess the good news is the rescue, even though his injuries, is underway from a small plane that crashed and got stuck in power lines. I think it was 120,000 people without power because of it. That wasn't the main concern. It was these two.
Yeah, and thankfully, they're going to be okay. Obviously, you know, in pretty rough shape after a crash like that.
God.
But it's unlike anything I've ever seen when it comes to some type of plane crash. I mean, they are stuck in this power line.
It's like Spidey's web.
Yes.
I mean, you would think they would either crash through the power line, which would be horrific as well, or just fall to the ground or something. But they're just stuck up there, which I'm sure saved their life in a way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's probably, if you're going to run into a power line, I guess that was the best case scenario. Was to be stuck up there so at least you can get rescued. Why? I have so many questions with this. Is the airfield next to that power line? Is that why they were flying so low?
I looked into it. They said it's right near there. So it was either takeoff or landing kind of thing. That's why they were only about 100 feet off the ground, which is where they're stuck.
Wow.
The plane was stuck. They got them down. And I have wait till you see the video on the Morning Show blog or on the 850 app. I mean, my first thought was, if they're alive and talking in there, would you have the guts to try to climb out? Because you don't know if the plane's going to slip and fall.
Right, there's that. You know, is it being electrified somehow?
Obviously, now that we know, it sounds like they couldn't move anyway. Because it did, you know, technically crash into there. But, I mean, would you have the guts to try to climb out of a plane?
I know.
Knowing you're stuck in power lines, or you just wait it out and like, don't move.
I would be afraid to move.
I would, too. That's like, you know, when you see rescue movies where a bus is going over a cliff.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to run to the back of the bus
so it
doesn't tip.
Man.
God, that's crazy.
It is. The video is insane. The imagery is insane. Again, thankfully, everyone's going to be okay. I mean, they have to recover. But if you want to take a look, like you said, Bill, it's 850WFTL.com or on the 850 app right there on the Morning Show. It's that video is going everywhere this morning, so if you haven't seen it yet, you can check it out.
In the meantime, while the people of China are bravely fighting against their COVID, zero COVID policy lockdowns, our little dictator, Dr. Fauci, was all over TV over the weekend. He did an interview. By the way, he had a congressional panel questioning happen that nobody televised, nobody saw, nothing coming from that thing. But he talked about the cause of COVID. He said, well, we can't rule out that it was made in a lab, but mostly it looks like it's natural.
The evidence is quite strong that this is a natural occurrence. Does that mean we've ruled out that there was something funny going on at Leak? Absolutely.
Okay, we know what he's doing now, right? He's hedging his bets because he knows. And
there's
the only reason why we're still seeing Dr. Fauci come out and do interviews on Meet the Depressed and all this other crap is because he knows he's going to face a lot of questioning because the Republicans want to question him in House hearings. Is it going to go anywhere? No, but they're going to question him, and it's going to be very public and very televised.
And that's, you know, maybe that at least will change the narrative. It's not like Fauci's going to go to jail, but at least it's going to be nice to see him held accountable when it comes to having to answer for the lies that he's been spreading for the past 2.5 years, almost 3 years, really.
They're so good at what they do, though. He just covered both of his tracks.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly looks natural. So that part explains what they've told the rest of the world
right.
so far. But can we rule out the possibility? Yeah, maybe not.
I mean, it's just complete BS. Looks natural. Who's still believing that?
This is what got me, too. Did you hear this part of the interview? Listen to what he said here. You talk about a self-important just gnome.
It is very clear when people are running their campaigns with an anti-Fauci element to it, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Oh, is it ridiculous?
Nobody ran an anti-Fauci campaign. The people who won, a lot of House seats, by the way, ran on freedom.
And that's the thing, right.
Were you responsible for locking people down and doing your damnedest to take freedoms away unnecessarily? In many cases, not all, but many cases, yes. It wasn't an anti... Nobody said there... Nobody ran on a ticket and said, I'm the anti-Fauci candidate.
Isn't it funny, though? That's how he perceives it.
It's exactly what it is, Diener.
So that's what it is now. So it was all about, you know, freedom. You know, we didn't keep you locked down. You know he's talking specifically about DeSantis. He hates Ron DeSantis.
Sure he is.
So he's talking about him or, you know, some other governors like, you know, Kerry Lake or people like that.
They ran on an anti-Fauci theme.
They were running. Right. They were running on freedom in the states, and he sees us as anti him. So I guess freedom is anti-Fauci. Which, if that's what he's saying, then I actually completely agree with him for once, because he is a tyrant, a dictator, and I hate him so much. I want him gone.
So wanted us to never have to talk about him again. But the good thing is, he is going to face questioning. But that's also why they're running defense for him right now.
Man. In better just the news, worst.
In way better news, boy, I was worried for a while, but this turned out to be great.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Did you see it? The night of, the big night of release last week, the Christmas Story sequel?
We finally got to watch it. We watched it on Friday night, and I went in it with kind of like this. I was really nervous,
too.
Right?
I was still nervous halfway through.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how this is going to be. And then it started up. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of getting into it. And about halfway through, I thought, okay, this is actually pretty good. Love the ending. Not going to give anything away if you haven't seen the Christmas Story. What is it called? Christmas Story Christmas.
The way
HBO
they wrapped
Max.
It up was brilliant.
Yes.
It was great. It's definitely worth a watch. It's really good. What is it? HBO Max, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really well done. Obviously, nothing ever beats the original. That's, you know, it's a classic that you watch every. It's a generational classic that you watch every year. But this, it's about as good as they could have made a sequel.
I think they did
it right.
And I think they knew they weren't going to beat the original, but they tied it in. So I couldn't believe, they're probably not even actors anymore. I couldn't believe how many people from the first original Christmas Story that are adults now were in this thing.
They all came back. It was really cool to see how they tied everything in. And I think that's the best thing that they did was they went into the, you can tell when you're watching it, they went into it thinking, all right, we're not going to beat the first one. We're not even going to try to beat the first
one. Yeah, why? Right.
You can't beat something like that.
But it was the same set.
Yeah, exactly.
It was excellent.
And so it was really well done, how they put everything together. There's a lot of different throwbacks, and the story was great. So if you haven't watched The Christmas Story Christmas yet on HBO Max, Bill and I both highly suggest it. Very well done.
To give you an example of some of the characters they brought back and actors, even Scott Farkas.
He was there.
The kid with yellow eyes.
That's right.
The bully is even in it as an adult now. Yeah. They brought him. And by the way, it was the weirdest thing, and this was in the promo for me, to see little Ralphie as an adult drinking at a bar.
I know.
They're all drunks.
Yeah, pretty much.
That whole Holman, Indiana is full of town drunkies.
And I didn't realize, too, when you start watching, it was actually set in the early 70s. I thought going into it was actually in the 80s, but the timeline matched up with like their ages now, current day.
He was in his 40s, I guess.
Yeah, it was like early 40s is the original movie.
It's good, though. Two thumbs up.
Yes, very well done. I was very pleased.
Tis the season for that kind of stuff to come out. Dolly has a new Christmas special coming out this week. We'll talk about that, preview it a little bit. We got some more headlines to talk about, more Cyber Monday stuff, too. It's next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News coming up at 9 o'clock, top of the hour. Karen is working on that right now for you. What's going on?
So I did a little more digging on this volcanic eruption. And
K-Team investigates.
Oh, boy, what'd you find?
Well, I'm right. When did I go to college there in the 80s? How many years ago was that?
Too many to count.
Because this thing hasn't erupted in 40 years. So that makes sense, Mauna Loa. Because when I was in college there, Kilauea was erupting. And I didn't realize. I thought Mauna Loa was inert, dormant, but no.
I thought they all were. I'm like still blown away that there are active volcanoes in the world.
We'll be further blown away because there's an island south of the big island called Loliha, but it's still underground. It's over the hot spot. It's coming up. Yeah, it's plate tectonics is moving the islands north.
Wow. We could get a new Hawaiian island.
You sure can.
Put in your dibs now. Oh, wait, the Japanese already bought it.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's already been bought and it's not even on the surface yet.
And it's gone. There it goes.
Yeah, so I don't know how this other, you can go skiing on Mauna Loa and Mauna Kea.
Huh.
Yeah, so crazy.
Is there also, you can confirm this, Isn't there also a ridiculous amount of farmland on Hawaii? I heard this like a more of a cow industry than we even have in Florida.
Oh, yeah, really? There's a lot of livestock. Yep, and cane fields and pot.
Yeah.
Remember that was the number one cash crop they had in Time magazine, the guy with the ski mask on and the pot.
Wow. Yeah, it was Hawaii?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Big time. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that more coming up.
Thank you, Karen. That and a lot more at your next news, top of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. There's Diener, I'm Bill. Speaking of cash crop, well, well, well.
Cyber Monday.
All right.
Oh, that's all we got.
I'm going to get this right now. That's Mamas and the Papas.
Wrong. That's one papa. That's all we could afford.
That's all we could get.
We had to find ones that were still alive.
A papa.
You know. Had him email it in.
That's right.
And that's all we could afford. They wanted to do 10 seconds. We said, do you have a discount price?
Yeah, it's 3 seconds. All we need.
But anyway, Cyber Monday is here. They're still, I mean, most outlets are calling this an $11 billion day for spending from Americans. Most Christmas shopping done today.
A lot of money going to be spent.
Wow. All right.
We'll see. Honestly, I'm not sure how much I'm going to buy today. I have to take a look once we're done, and I go, you know, all my other 40 projects that I'm responsible for, get those done, and then I'm going to check it out and say, okay, what's out there?
Yeah, see what's going on.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, and they're saying it's just like the same buying habits you would have if you walked into a regular through the doors brick and mortar store. It's the same things apply. Budget, be careful. More susceptible to scams with this thing too, though.
Yeah,
just hope
true.
It's not Identity Theft Tuesday.
You know,
just be careful because there's so much online activity today. So be careful of all your passwords and all that stuff. But that's all common sense.
You don't want to end up on Amazon.com.
No.
Remember, it's Amazon.
No, okay? Yes, no.
Different, you know, impersonator websites. Watch
who has that?
It's got to be real, right?
The guy that reserved Google with three O's.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
They probably get millions of hits every day.
They probably do.
Just by mistake.
I want to check these out now and see if they're real.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm scared.
All right, that's happening. It's also a big flight day. It is, if not the busiest, the second busiest travel day of the season, because a lot of travel plans were disrupted yesterday because of canceled flights. It's mainly through the southern states and the Midwest, which is causing all the problems. There was hours of backups and backlog flights out of New York, in and out of New York last night, which always affects us. So make sure you check with your flights and stay close to that, too, because there's a lot of stuff going on. So I don't know. This fog that we have here, you see in South Florida, it's got nothing to do with flight delays. That's not the issue. It's everything that's happening in other cities, which would mean if you're waiting for somebody to come back into town at PBIA or Lauderdale or Miami, it may cause some delays, too. So just stay close. That's all.
Yeah, the fog is finally burning off over here, by the way.
Thank God.
It was rough this morning.
Soupy.
Can I give you a quick update on Amazon.com?
Yes.
This is quite fascinating,
actually.
Can you
say it on the air?
I can. It's a French version of Amazon.
Really?
So if you go, if
a
you
real
type
one?
In, yeah, it's a real site. So if you go to Amazon.com, because I'm just messing around saying, oh, it's probably some, you know, offshoot scam website. It's actually been bought by Amazon, and it's a French version of Amazon. So it redirects you to Amazon.fr, which is, and it's all in French.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's their internet directory, with BFR. Yeah, right. It's official then.
So they actually bought that and made it a French version.
Man, that Jeff Bezos, he's a smart one.
Yeah.
Man.
They were way ahead of us.
All right, we've got this story just popped up here, and I knew exactly where they were talking about as soon as we got the headline. A banner over an NFL game has caught the attention of the city's mayor. I'll give you two guesses where this happened.
Yeah, boy.
That's right. This was over the Jaguars. By the way, who got a huge win over the Ravens on
Sunday.
That's
right. That was a great game, too.
It actually was a great game.
Wow. Last second 2-point conversion. Good for the Jags.
I think it was one of the first game-winning drives for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right.
Great job.
Good.
Anyway, a plane carrying a banner flew over the field and parking lot before yesterday's game. Here's what it said, Diener.
Uh-oh.
Put monuments back.
Okay.
And it included a Confederate flag.
Well,
a group called Save Southern Heritage paid for the banner. Totally legal and fine.
True.
Spokesman called it a Thanksgiving gift to those suffering under cancel culture tyrants.
Wow.
Mayor Lenny Curry not happy, though. He tweeted out there's no place for hate of any kind in the city.
Huh.
So he's taken a definite stance, but the group has, too.
Well, it's, you know,
let me ask you this. Would it have the same amount of controversy if they didn't include the Confederate flag and they just have put monuments back?
And that's, no, it wouldn't.
I don't think so. I think you're exactly right.
If they left out the Confederate flag, because that is a triggering image for people, if you leave that out and if you just keep it as monuments, historical monuments, because...
I think so, too.
I mean, they took down a monument to Frederick Douglass. Okay.
Yeah. So many of these things are ridiculous.
I mean, Abraham Lincoln monument's taken down in some of these, you know, crazy leftist loony cities.
Do you know how many high schools, the Lincoln high schools in the country are under attack for a name change?
Exactly.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. That guy who helped to free the slaves.
I think they just don't want anything old.
That's the problem. So if you just kept it to the monuments... then I think people can get behind that because it doesn't only involve Civil War generals. There's other ones that are being taken down and canceled. But when you add in the Confederate flag, it is. It's a triggering image for a lot of people.
I think so.
And that's where you lose a lot of your audience.
In the meantime, 'tis the season for Christmas specials to come out. We already talked about the Christmas Story sequel, which was really good. You should check it out if you haven't seen it yet. And this is happening on Thursday. She's back.
My hooves are just killing me.
No.
If you watched any television whatsoever over Thanksgiving, you saw the Dolly Parton Christmas special promo commercial. How much time have they spent?
Talk about things that trigger. When I hear that, I heard that commercial so many times and saw it over Thanksgiving break.
It's like you'd get the impression it's all NBC has.
I woke up in the middle of the night on Saturday and I just heard in my head, my hooves are killing me. I'm like, oh!
That's your,
Dolly,
that's your new ringtone. I'm going to call you in the studio. It's going to...
My hooves are just killing me.
It's Thursday night.
No.
I always screw up the name. Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas. That's what it's called.
I'll go with that. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. I always want to say Magic Mountain because it's the thing in California,
sure,
but no.
Yeah.
All right. So
Mountain Magic.
Yeah.
It's the magic from the mountain.
Yes.
There you go.
Not Magic Mountains.
No.
Not... Yes.
Mountain Magic.
Yes.
Got it.
NBC. On Thursday, if you're interested. All right.
Should be good.
We got to ask Jay Ratliff, our Flight 850 aviation expert, for that segment coming up next. All kinds of questions. First of all, how are the delays and flight cancellations for today? Trying to get in town, out of town for the holiday, post-holiday stuff. Also this, did the American Airlines flight crew handle the Odell Beckham situation properly?
I am fascinated to hear his take on this and see how this could have maybe been handled better.
It was in Miami, South Florida connection, but he caused a whole plane to be departed.
I really want to know, are they allowed to just put the seatbelt on the passenger?
I wonder. We'll find out. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.